So the first question we're going to ask is, if Chris, on the job, if what is having fun, to the ability to enjoy yourself, having a clear roadmap, working with your team in a high energy environment, what is having that get for you? So I'm asking the meta outcome question.
You know what, Tim, ultimately it really gives me a sense of purpose.
Purpose?
Yeah.
Ah, so it gives you a sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. What else does it give you? So you want to backtrack?
Well, it makes me feel good about what I'm doing, and I also know that I'm in the right place, and I just so want to be in a job that I really love.
Okay, so it gets you a sense of purpose, being in the right place and having a job that you really love.
Yeah.
Anything else that it gets you?
Well, you know, it's back to fun. That's really important, is to, you know, be in a job that's fun and that I really love, and there's a sense of purpose, and I'm just happy to be there.
So I write it down. So ask your partner that question. What does having, then name their criteria, do for you or get for you? Then write down their answer verbatim. And it's really important to write the answer down verbatim and not some interpretation of it. So, what? You don't know?
Can you say it again?
Yeah. What I'm saying is, so I say, what does having fun, enjoying yourself, having a clear roadmap, and working with the team in a high-energy environment get for you? That's the question.
It gives me a sense of purpose.
Okay,
so good. And then he said, so what does having that sense of purpose?
Well, no, I said, didn't ask that. I said, what else does it get you?
Okay.
So you just ask them all, like, the whole criteria? Just the whole thing?
For right now, do that.
Oh, okay.
But wait, on these, our request, do it crisply. Don't talk about other stuff or you won't learn nearly as much. Just stick with what we're asking you to do and don't do anything else.
So it's what does it do for me and what else does it do for you?
Yeah.
Until nothing more comes up.
To the four things.
Stick with that question. By the way, let me want to just say something. The questions were, some of these meta programs have questions like the one I just asked Chris. Some of them don't have questions. You have to extrapolate it from the information you get. The questions, Roger really carefully worked these questions out. We used to bring him into our institute back in the 1980s, and right after he had figured these out. And they did a tremendous amount of research on asking just the right questions to get the right answer to tell the meta program. So don't switch them up. You've got to ask it just like I did. I just overheard. You don't ask it on each separate criteria. I remember I put them all together. Okay, so what we're going for here, this category, the first category is about motivation. And of course, criteria is motivation. First question is a continuum, and all of these are on a continuum. And we have towards the goal or outcome.
And away from, and this is another meta program or another category, so in different situations, a person can be towards in their thinking, or they can be away from, and we'll explain.
Or they can be a mix of the two. So these are always a continuum. You might get somebody's mostly towards and a little bit away from, somebody's equal, somebody that's really towards and no away from. So if you're moving towards what you want, people will tend to answer in the affirmative. Chris did, she answered every question. This would give me purpose, it would give me enjoy, it would be fun, it would move me towards what I want. I didn't hear her say anything the other way. Now, if it was away from, it might be, well, I want a clear roadmap because I don't want to make decisions that get questions. I don't want to be under the pressure of trying to think through everybody's head. So that would be away from. So that would be the motivator. So is a person moving towards what they want or away from what they don't want?
So it'd be like, I don't want to work in an environment that's low energy. And that would be more of an away from, where my answer was more towards, which is I want to work in a high energy environment.
So kind of look at what your partner answered, and did they answer things moving towards or things moving more away from? By the way, which one do you think is better? No. Neither one of them's better.
Oh. Okay.
It's really an important thing. You don't want to judge it. If I'm towards, I'm going to go, towards is better, of course. This other one's stupid. But if it's... But also keep in mind that this is going to change by context.
How many of you wear a seat belt because it's
I mentioned
safe.
This yesterday.
Oh, you already did that. Never mind.
I have a nice illustration for a great place where eating away from is really good. For instance, my wife works as a director in security. She has to, or safety, flight safety, making sure that airplanes and helicopters are safe for people to fly. And all the rules and all the procedures that go around that, she's always looking how to avoid, well, bad stuff. It's a great position to be away from motivated.
Yeah. So one's not better than the other. Can y'all think of context where you'd want to be away from a problem? More than towards some goal?
No, I'm not joking.
Away from Ebola, that's absolutely.
Emergency situation.
Maybe an emergency if you smell smoke. Now, you might say, I want to be safe and free, but really, most of us are going to say, I'm going to get out of here. I don't want to get burned, right? Or how many of you have been, so you can think of all these sort of creepy kind of places. But away from isn't bad. I had a client for a long time who was a super successful, high-level consultant that did big change projects in corporations, in Fortune 500 corporations. And his strategy for getting work was really away from. Because he'd go in and he'd make a ton of money all at once, like $600,000 for a project. And then it would be like a 9-month project. At the end of that project, he'd have all this money and he'd hang out with it for 6 months. And he'd watch his bank account kind of go down. And when it hit a certain level, he'd go, I better go get work. And then he'd be afraid he'd run out. So then he'd hustle up some work. And then he'd be relaxed again. And that was his way of motivating himself to keep getting work. So if you look at it in terms of success, he was certainly a very successful guy. One of the things when we were working with physicians that Susie and I were finding out that some patients are towards health and some are away from the symptom. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but for example, if you're a physician and you determine by asking this question what your patient is, you can get much higher compliance on taking medications. You know, more than half the time people don't take the full prescription of antibiotics. If you stop in the middle, it's not good. You can actually create new problems with it. So if you're away from, think about you're the doctor and you know your patient's away from, you'd say, you know, if you don't take all of these, you're going to have a problem. Right? If you're towards, you say, if you take all of these, you're going to be healthy and well and it's going to make your body good over time. And if they're both, what do you do? Then you say both. You say, you know, if you don't take these, you could have problems. And if you do, you're going to feel really good and it's going to be healthy and you're going to... Yeah, kind of. It's pain versus pleasure. It's this avoiding pain, this is moving towards pleasure.
I've heard that more commonly we operate, or we do more away from.
Depends on the person and the context.
Well, I think it's a natural, organic ability to know when to go towards and when to go away from.
Well, for you, maybe. But some people don't have that, and they get in trouble. But I think there's a certain truth to what you're saying. But the thing is, it's going to be different for everybody.
You know, I noticed when I came to the United States, I didn't know any English, and I developed this natural instinct. Sometimes I didn't have to even look at the description or anything. I just know I have to stay there, and I just trust my guts, you know.
That's good. You trust. That's your metaprogram. I need to stay away from that, right?
Well, I remember myself back in the Soviet Union. I didn't have that. I was following the system. Then the system collapsed.
Ah.
You know.
This is a new context.
Yeah.
Now, what's really important is this changes by context. There, I'm mostly. If I went through a lot of context, I would, and so would Chris. We'd be saying toward things. But there are a lot of contexts where I would be away from a problem. If you pull some fruit out of your fridge and it looks a little iffy, would that be towards or away from? If somebody's in quality control, what do you think they're more likely to be? Towards or away from?
Probably away from.
Quality control people, if you go, you're going to find most all of them are away from. We're away from a problem. We want to get it right.
We had a building inspector come in to look at our solar panels and some construction that was being done on our house, and he was clearly operating from and away from.
It was all the things that he could find that could go wrong. He didn't say, oh, this is great because it's going to hold it up. He said, what could go wrong here? He said, oh, we need a new truss on the garage right here because these panels are not going to be safe if you don't.
Yeah, this is extremely important in sales because when I first started in sales, I was selling for my own meta program. Mm-hmm. And I could understand why some people couldn't understand or see the benefit of what I was talking about. And then when I understood this, I started testing it out, especially like life insurance is a fun one to test out. Yeah. You throw out the negative, you know, what happens if you die and your family doesn't have the protection they need? And you see that, then I watch and wait for their response. And if they seem to be affected by that, then I keep going with that. But some people are completely unaffected by that. And I say, well, you know, then you can really understand, you know, you can sleep well at night knowing that your family's safe and secure.
And then they go, ah.
Yeah, and so I watch that response and then I go that direction. But really getting into understanding, pacing their meta program and then leading with their meta program is extremely powerful.
And you're calibrating at the same time. Yeah. And then matching their language. Right. Nice.
So you want to be listening, then package your language to help motivate. And then pay attention to your own things. What are you moving towards or away from?
By the way, this is called the Language and Behavior Profile. So it's the lab profile. And part of this is you're using these questions to be able to understand people's behaviors and what motivates them. And then that way you can adjust your language like the way Damon does when he's working with people with life insurance to help build that deeper rapport and match them more at their reality and their model of the world.
I work as an inspector. Starting wrong.
Yeah.
And I know I have to keep people away from the problem. Yeah. But if there is a problem, I usually use my language towards better condition, right? Mm-hmm. So I would have 3-4 different criteria how to improve. Mm-hmm. You can use one A, B, C, D.
Yep.
And it's towards something.
Yep.
So you want to be sure you listen to what their meta programs are, and then you're going to be the most successful doing that. Pacing language here is important. So with this one, you might say things like, well, this will help you get what you want. You'll really be able to attain and achieve what it is that you're hoping to have. Away from it would be things like avoid.
It will keep you from.
Keep you from, stay away from. You keep the bus off your back if this happens. And if you for example, if you do a meta programs on somebody's supervision, what they want in a bus, often what you can do, it'll tell you exactly how to be an effective boss with that person and how to package your information so they get it. If you're away from, I might say, you know, when you do this and get it finished, as you're doing it, I'll stay off your back. That's going to work for some people. Other people will be something like, I can say the same exact thing in a towards. You have independence. You get to do it your way.
And keep in mind, the bigger frame on this is motivation. So you're, in a way, you're finding out what motivates people. Are they towards or are they away from? And I'm sure you can see all the possibilities.
So make sure you listen to their language. Because you're away from doesn't mean you're not going to be a happy, cheerful kind of person. It's just that you're motivated by avoiding problems.
And as Tim has said over and over, these change in context. You might be real different with your child than you are in the workplace with these different meta programs.
Well, we'll do the second one.